الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in this chapter of Toba, the second chapter, and we were doing some introductory notes with regard to Toba. Further, ulama have stated that repentance, making Toba, is compulsory from all sins, irrespective of whether these are minor or major, whether they are hidden, secret, or whether they are exposed. It is compulsory for a person that he makes Tawbah from all his sins. Man is further required to seek Allah Ta'ala's forgiveness and repent continuously in order to obliterate the sins he commits intentionally or unknowingly. Also, that it is further required that we seek forgiveness all the time, continuously, so that all the sins that we have committed, intentionally or unknowingly, those sins are also forgiven. When we ask for forgiveness, then Allah will forgive those sins also. In addition to the three conditions mentioned previously, that is that a person must first come out of the sin. Secondly, he must realize that he has done wrong. He admits it. And thirdly, that he promises he will not commit that sin again. With these three conditions, some ulama have added a further condition also for the acceptance of repentance, and that is a person should abandon the company of the sinners with whom he committed the sin. In other words, all which are the asbab, the cause of the sins, the places where a person falls into sin, a person must abandon that. The friends with whom he gets involved in sin, he must abandon those friends also. All those things. And there, so from there we can see that how many of us who get involved in sins on the cell phone, whether it be porn, whether it be anything else, lot of sins are committed on the cell phone also. So a person who makes tawbah must give up the cell phone also. And the cell phone is used for business by many people also. But the cell phone is not our razaq, is not the giver of our rozi. Allah will make other means of rozi. But if it is causing us to fall into sin, then we must give up that. Whatever thing is the cause of committing sins, where we fall into sins, then those places also, where we fall into sin, we must abandon those places also. And those friends, etc., company which caused the sin, we must abandon that also. That is also required, then a person will come out of sin. Shaitan deceives man into believing that he will have the opportunity of repenting later in life. Whenever a person makes tawbah with the conditions, Allah definitely forgives the sins. So Shaitan tells a person, you are still young, and many young people, they don't even think of the sins. They think that they are still young and they're just living their life. And a person, if he does become a little conscious, he hears something, somebody advises him, but he thinks, I'll make later on a tawbah. But no person knows the time of his death. And to die without tawbah is a very bad death, that a person goes with all the burden of sin. So a person must continuously be making tawbah, and tawbah is not just the word, but with these conditions, that a person comes out of the sin, he realizes it was wrong, he promises he won't do it again, and the causes that lead him into sin, he gives that also up. In addition, a person who does not repent from sin plunges into more sin and becomes trapped in a vicious cycle of disobedience. When a person doesn't make tawbah, he is now becoming a friend of shaitan. And more he becomes a friend of shaitan, and shaitan will lead him into more worse gunas. And we see this. A person goes into one sin, in order to come out, he goes on drugs, he goes on alcohol. From there he goes into even more worse sin, and he falls into a very vicious cycle. So therefore, it is very necessary that a person, if he has committed sin, that he comes out of it immediately. Sin may seem pleasurable, but it results in nothing but more sorrow and failure. Our worst enemies that we have are our sins. They are the ones that cause us every harm that we can think about, whether it is in our finances, whether it is in our health, whether it is in our mood, our happiness, sadness, sorrow. It is the sin that causes all this. So sins are our worst enemies. In fact, no nation in the world is our enemy, and no country is our enemy. Our country, our enemy is our sin. Then Allah uses a certain nation, Allah uses a certain country in order to punish us. But actually our worst enemy and our only enemy is our sin. And it is absolutely necessary that a person comes out of it, and Allah has been most kind that He has blessed us with this great institution of tawbah, that a person makes this tawbah sincerely and he comes out of sin. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Subhanallah.